Hello and welcome to the August 2018 monthly update audio presentation of Alter Aeon. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. This month we will be having a game event coinciding with Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of the Sacrifice as we infidels call it. It will begin Tuesday, August 21st, and conclude on Sunday, August 26th. Players of all levels will be able to participate. Like last year, Aziz, the orchestrator of this event, will be holding a raffle, with 10 players winning the prize this time. More details will be forthcoming. I put together a list of the coding projects for the remainder of this year that my brother Drac and I plan on implementing, and we'll share some of those here. First up are encounters. There will be two categories, the first being high seas encounters. High seas encounters occur when a player is guiding a ship through deep ocean. It will come in two varieties. The first is an attack by pirates that begins with ship-to-ship combat that may lead to boarding depending on how the battle goes. The second variety is boarding by aggressive aquatic monsters such as merfolk. Some groundwork has already been laid for this by Drac. Ships will be gaining weapon systems and attack options such as ramming and boarding. The second category of encounters are landbound. For example, you might randomly come across a band of highwaymen or a raiding party of giants. Some, if not all, encounters will have a specific goal in mind, such as defending a watchtower or caravan from attack or slaying the enemy bandit leader. These goals will be defined as dynamic quests or super jobs, if you will. There will be additional upgrades available for ships beyond weapons, such as cargo holds. With these cargo holds, we will give players the ability to be free traders, purchasing commodities at one port and selling them at another. Note that we want to have high seas encounters implemented before ship-based trading, otherwise there will be no risk involved. To facilitate this, shipyards are going to be expanded. While all shipyards will still be safe havens for players to park their vessels, we will be adding code to control whether shipbuilding, ship repair, weapons packages, and upgrades or other options are available at a particular port. This allows us to greatly expand the scope of ports so that more ports can be placed in the world where they make sense. Trading will involve four commodities, in order of cheapest to most expensive: raw materials, foodstuffs, finished goods, and luxury items. The availability of each will vary from port to port. Prices and profits will be controlled by an adjudication system that measures the distance from seller port to buyer port and worldwide availability of a certain commodity. We will provide a world port list so players can quickly decide when and where to trade. Drac and I will be working together very closely to get this done. We will be adding jobs for crafting, fishing, butchering, skinning, mining, and hunting when it gets done. In particular, we would like to make a low-level woodcutting job for the newbie islands. The current plan for hunting is to have the player go into a hunting state with additional commands for catching up to or catching prey. Hunting begins with the track command that lets you discover animal tracks and attempt to identify them. Once you've found tracks, you can choose to pursue your prey, use bait to lure them to you, or lie in ambush in hopes that they come back your way. Different strategies will work better with different animals. Combat will be simple, but if you do poorly, you might get drawn into a regular melee fight with an angry predator. Of course, as with any future project, details are subject to change as Drac and I continue to work toward making hunting a reality. Class updates are in the works, but they are medium priority, I'd say. Level 38 has been out for a while, but none of the classes are grossly unbalanced as of right now. These ideas are highly fluid, so I'll share them once they become more solid. Last but not least are a host of smaller projects that I may or may not get to. These include inter-room ranged weapons, account-based mud mail so any character on your account can read any other character's mail, and mass mud mails for sending carbon copy into a whole clan. The ability to replay group tell or notifies, account-based banking options, and mercenary hirelings. Drac has some minor combat-related tweaks in the works for more variety and fun, such as making Flourish usable unarmed if you know unarmed combat. He's also working on an attribute-based restringing ability for crafted objects, Craft Restring. This will let you turn an Electrum Signet ring set with a Sarge Cabochon into an Electrum Signet ring of Insight and similar transformations. You will not be able to add upgrades to restrung crafted items, but the change will be reversible. Drak would also like to add holy symbols to god entries and give the ability for followers of gods to add holy symbols to crafted objects using heraldry. Drak reports that he will have a new level 41 Saborian solo experience area called the Dragon's Dish finished in August or September. Kagome will soon be releasing a level 40 area called Cape Savestia for the Northern Dunher,